This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Is there, I ask you, a more popular New Year's resolution than this one, the resolution to lose weight? That should be great news for the multi-billion dollar weight loss industry, but that industry is actually struggling. So how's it going to keep pace with our changing tastes? Marketplace's Noelle King has the story.
Here is what we might expect next year.
This is my butt.
Celebrity endorsements are out. Companies like Weight Watchers in this ad are focusing on real people.
I got my butt a job, a gym membership, and a boyfriend. But when my life went in one direction, my butt would go in another.
Weight Watchers has seen revenue decline for 7 quarters. John LaRosa, the president of Market Data Enterprises, which tracks the diet market, says your average money-conscious American just doesn't feel much dieting kinship with famous people.
I think by now people realize that the celebrities are probably getting the food and the program for free, and they have the ability to hire a personal chef and a personal trainer to help them reach their goals and get into shape.
He says consumers are increasingly turning their noses up at foods labeled diet and instead turning to counseling. Miriam Nelson is a dean at Tufts Tisch College. She says that shift is partly attributable to the Affordable Care Act, which requires most insurers to tackle obesity.
You can actually get counseling from a licensed nutritionist, a registered dietitian. I think that is the way that we need to have our healthcare system working so that there's prevention, not just treatment.
Meanwhile, smaller upstart companies that offer targeted, personalized diet plans also pose a threat to large established weight loss companies. I'm Noelle King for Marketplace.